יוסף, זה הפסח.
למה אם that's real safe. That you actually like, you know, you won't be eating, spilling the wine. Oh,
all right.
Okay, very sad. Before we go right there, I want to leave you with a question. There are some answers, but the question is better than the answer. So we'll leave it for a question. Look up at Taz if you want, Craig. But the question is a good question. And that is, talking about Avram and Achai. Where's the kasha that you hold that tzaken shel treifa? Then is you need hagala, it's chamin. Where's the kasha came? Why not your tzaken shel treifa? Even tzaken shel kshera, why is there a problem of belius of Avram and Achai in the knife? Gemara says, when is the base of shechita cham? Only at the end of Shechita. At that point, it's not Eivim Menachai anymore. No problem of blias of Eivim Menachai on the knife. The time that the knife is able to be boleya, the time of Eivim Menachai is only with Shechita Raseach. Right? And therefore, Zamanim Old Mishra Sheach, or Tuchko with the Sichlus, the Mikzas, the Beza Shechita. Mele, that only takes place at the end of the Shechita. That's when things heat up. The Mele, there's no problem of.
I'm getting
no problem, Eivim Menachai. Kasha is, we started Shechting. Why isn't there Shamnunis from the Eivim Menachai that goes on to the knife at the beginning of the Shechita? Here's Shlomo. At the beginning of the Shechita, when you started Shechting, Shamnunis of Eivim Menachai that goes on the knife. And then when you get to the end of the Shechita, now it's everything is piping hot. Yeah? So now the simonim should be baleya. The simonim should be baleya. The shamnunis of Eivim Menachai that was on your knife. That got there when you started checking when it was still Eivim Menachai. And mainly you should need klifa or whatever it is on the simonim. Why don't we say the simonim should be baleya? The Eivim Menachai. You should need to be kailu. We passed in the Gemara before. Sakin shel akum. What's the din? Sakin shel akum. What's the din? What? We passed in Rashi says? Kailuf. Right? So the question is over here, why don't we say every shechita should require klipa of the Mikhailuf, the simonim, because the knife got Eivim Menachai Shamun is on it in the beginning of the Shechita, and now when the base of Shechita becomes Raseach, it should be Mavliya the Shamun is into the base of Shechita.
I remember asking
him
a question. I don't remember the question, but I don't remember answering that there's no Shamun is by the neck.
Sure, I remember that also.
What?
No, you said there's no chaylev.
I said there's no chaylev. Shamnus for Eivim Menachai. I said there's no chaylev asur. That's what I did say.
No, that's okay. Well,
I didn't say that.
Let's go to Shamnus.
Shamun is Emechai. It's Shamun is of the Simen. The Simen has Shamun. So, that's a kasha that we'll leave as a kasha. We'll leave it as a kasha. Okay? He also doesn't like the kasha. Okay.
Sounds like
face.
What? Sounds like firm Torah. Pesach,
Purim, you're all mixed up over here, yeah? Okay, we didn't have Hanukkah yet. He's already holding my Purim and Pesach. Zok Marvaita. Vamar Yudam Rav.
No answer?
No. He says no answer. I said, we're going to leave it as a question.
It's in your head.
Okay. Okay. If you want to know where to look further, I'll tell you after share.
I see that question on the test.
Required. There'll be a little star next to it. Anything with a star is required. Yeah, right. Rav Rabbi Yudam Rav. No, not Rama. Rav Rabbi Yudam Rav. Hatab Tzar Shleish Zakina. Acha Shesheichet Boy. Vacha Shemechatam Bosor. Vacha Shemechatam Bechalovim. There's Rashi. Acha Shesheichet Boy. Voyachtach Bo Dover Acher. You shouldn't cut, use the sack and shell shechita to cut anything else. Why? Shlei tifkam with this galko upam shiavul de iser sheishchad b'lei bedika. So Rashi says, what's the problem with using the sack and shell shechita for other things? Because you might make a bakam, you end up shechting with the knife that's pagum and without bedika. So the Rashi is really very difficult. As the Ran asks on Rashi, what do you mean, Yechayishish, that you use it for something else, and now you're going to come and shech without bedika? But everyone knows, a shaychid, before you shech, you have to check the knife. Is that true?
Yeah.
Every shaykh, that's the first thing you know. You get a shaykh has to check the knife. Right? What? With the nail, with the this, with the that, right? And those sukkah, the song, the ganze tire, the bedikas zaken, semech tesi, just with what? But that's alpei. You got to check the knife. So if I cut something, cut meat between last shechit and this shechit, then anyway, I got to check the knife. Every shechit, you have to check the knife. So what's the issue with that? So what's going on here? What's the chash? Are they frek or not? The Rashi Maisa says, now what's the chash? Right, Rashi is also bothered by this. You're gonna check the knife. Says the Rashi, but what?
Checked it after the last shechita, though, for the next shechita.
Says the Rashi.
Want to switch?
Says the Rashi.
A couple years ago, the beard.
Says the Rashi that we're talking about it maybe. After the last shechit, you'll check it. You don't want to have the pressure to check the knife before the shechit. You'll be busy face us. So the luck is, if you check the knife before you put it away, yeah? So now you know this knife is good. Like some people, you know, they'll check their tzitzis, their towels, before they put it into the bag. And then when the next morning, you don't have to check it, you know, I don't really know why you have to check it. B'chal, right? Check your tzitzis, they're good, right? But yeah, Taz says that that's the bracha, you know, there's a roi that, yeah, that, you know, I've been checking my tzitzis for many, many years now. I don't think I ever found my tzitzis to be puzzle. You ever find a tzitzis to be puzzle? Okay, so the Taz says, that's the bracha, l'chay shishmur, l'chay shishmur. Oh, no, the halacha is you check, hi. But if you check it before you put any towels bag, the day before, then in the morning, then if you're rushed in the morning, you can come in 30 seconds before Baruch Hu, so you're in a rush, so you can't want to check the towels, so you check it the night before. Fine. So then you over here, by the Sakhan Shashkit, it's up to Rajba, you can do that also. Oh, so now, says the Rajba, if you're not going to have a separate knife for the meat and for a separate knife for the shechita, then you might use the knife Palm Shiachim a Basar, Vain Khaishish, Lai Mishim Bagimel, Fish Ain Basar, Mosin Lifgain. Right? You might know, you say, okay, what big deal? So last night, for supper I had steak. I used my shechita knife to cut my steak. Okay, the steak was very soft. Right, it's mishmak and steak. The mail, okay, I checked it. I checked it before I put it away, so I checked it. And then I didn't use it with something that's going to make a nick. And mail, you might come to use it. Fine. You won't really forget that there was a bone in the steak. And mela mashman from Rashi Dafka that if there was no bone, then it won't be a problem. Right? It's only because Rashi says it mishtali. He'll forget that there was a bone. It sounds like not that maybe there was a bone. You won't realize there was a bone. There was a bone. You just might forget. Rashi says so mishtali. You'll forget and you'll shech the next morning with his knife. That's the problem. So Rashi is working with Rashi. Again, I don't know if this could be pshat in Rashi. You know, it's a little bit to shtup all this into Rashi. You know, Rashi just says that upon the yovel de iser sheyishchid b'loy bedika. So it's a little bit of a stretch to say to answer Ran's kasha by saying, you know, by pulling in the Rajba over here and shtupping into Rashi. Rashi, you know. And according to the Rajba, it's a whole mouthful over here. And, you know, the Chash is, he checked it yesterday. And he might have used it in the middle. The Rajba says, maybe he'll check without Badika. So I don't know. I don't see how we really, you know, we have right to put the Rajba over here. Then we have to really Ron's Kasha. You have to check. But anyway, because that's the Rajba's Mahalach over here. Again, along the lines of Rashi, the Chash is out of Badika. But he answers Ron's Kasha. I have to check anyway. There's a ready check. Yes.
Maybe we're scared. Maybe we'll cut a bone and then we'll
right.
Bug him. Why not
by
shechita
also?
What, every shechita? By the shechita itself, why aren't we scared that maybe we'll get a nick from the shechita?
Well, from the simanim itself?
Yeah. You're getting halfway through and then you'll end it off.
Simanim are soft.
There's no bone.
There's bone on
the after.
What, the
no, he checks
what?
It after.
Before,
the
no
after.
No bone before.
He's checking
no
after.
No bones after.
You don't have to shoot and get a nick.
And check for the front.
Wait, check
first thing you need is
the second
shoot.
The beginning of shear, like hoping you'll get some newness in the beginning.
Right. Sure, right. You have to check the knife after. Fine.
Check after.
Right. So I check that. What's the problem over here? No, it's a Rajma Barnes. I didn't speak out that piece. Rajma says that. You have to check afterward. But if you lost the knife and you didn't check, we rely on the chazaka.
Right.
So over here, so normally I checked yesterday, so it has a cheskas kashrus. But if I cut meat in the middle, so it loses cheskas kashrus, and if I might forget that. And if I lose the knife, it's a bit of a stretch, right? If I lose the knife, then I'll be saying the chazaka, and that's why it's a problem. Huh?
Why didn't I lose its cheskas kashrus?
Check it afterwards. You don't know that it touched the bone. It's a supplement that touched the bone. You don't know that.
So
that
by me, no?
No, we said in the Rajma that you know you checked, you just forgot. Well, you know it was a bone in the knee. And you forgot. That's what I spoke out before.
If you know, but if you didn't know, then
Anachanami. Then it won't be a problem. Then you're right. Then you still have the chazaka. He's not the chazaka. As long as you don't know that something happened, he's not the chazaka.
Does the run refer to the Rashba's parents and he doesn't like it?
What?
Does the run refer to it and
he doesn't like it? Where? Actually, the bad thing is, maybe the shechita, the diga before the last shechita. I can't rely because it might get a pekam in the shechita itself. It might be nifkam in the previous shechita. I can't rely on the bedika before the previous shechita, like Allah is saying now, because maybe in because maybe I made a nick in shechita itself. That's not Atzmaya. What do you think?
No, it's what he sounds like, some metaphysical thing that I think it fall apart by itself.
Oh, me'atzmai.
That actually gets back out.
Yeah, that's how
just
because what?
And then you can't rely on the night before. Shebalik bishchit acheres. She also lift my me'atzma. I don't know. You're a very spiritual person. How does a knife get a nick on its own? I don't know. Did the shade him come? I don't know.
It could rust.
In a night?
What? No, it's not necessarily one night. Hello, everybody say. He's getting a nick. Rust, now rust and shade him. I don't know. Let's go. Everybody say. So, because of this kasha, so the Ran learns differently, and he learns the whole problem is Al-Zdam. Yeah, the problem is Al-Zdam. That if you use the shechita knife to cut your meat, so since when you shech, obviously there's plenty of blood around. Mill your knife is full of blood, and now that you cut your meat, the blood will go. Yes. The blood will go on the meat. Okay? So what's the problem with that?
You can't have blood. That's the problem.
Oh, you're not allowed to eat blood. Oh, perfect. Okay.
Is there a bleas problem?
What?
Is there a bleas problem?
No. Why should it be bleas? It's cold. Just, no bleas problem.
It's just blood on the...
He's right. You're right. Take
it down. Surface salt. Blood.
Salt.
What?
Salt. You're right.
You wash it. You have to wash it before you salt it.
Oh, I l'chayra. You have to wash it.
Maybe this means after salting. So,
you wash it before you do the melicha anyway. So, what's the problem with the blood?
Is it talking about that?
Maybe you cut the meat out.
What balea? Where's balea? It's cold. What balea?
Also, blood can't be
cold. Blood
can't be
balea.
Blood can't be balea.
Cold night. It's cold.
Also, blood.
We're not talking about the beis shulchan seich. We're talking about taking the sakin shel shechita, which has blood, and you could...
Even if it was roseh, it wouldn't be... Blood is too thin, I thought you said. You know,
blood?
Even if it was hot. To be in the knife, because the knife is kosher, and the blood is thin. No, let me say that.
Rashi says that.
Yeah.
Rashi. Okay. So you get the Rashi will know. And even if it's... But if it's basically the Rasech, even Rashi says that it's Balea. Well,
what are you talking about? It's a
coin to Ravam, there's Duchka. No, but we said yesterday the Ravam holds, it's not going to be nibble on the knife. It'll be nibble into
that's
what we nibble into the meat. According to Rivon, someone's helping you out of here. We have one hechatimtza with Shayach Blia, and that is according to Rivon that the Shayach Duchka with coal. So even though we said yesterday it's not going to be maflit or mavlia into a knife, the hard surface, but just like you can use the sakin that you cut chaylev. If you cut meat with that sakin, you have to need klipa on the meat, because we say duchka is going to put the shuman that's caked onto the side of the knife into the meat. So Rebbe was saying, according to him, you might have the same problem with the blood. You have the same problem with the blood. Okay? But the Ran doesn't say that. Fine. We're going to the Ran. The Ran's clear not like that. But he's right. We do have one hekatimsa of belief. Okay? Yisrael's not our good friend. Yeah?
Why is Rebbe trying to find the cases?
I'm trying to find a problem. Figure out what is the problem here.
So why can't we just say the surface dam on the meat? Why do you have to say there's actually belay in the meat?
Because I have a problem with the surface now. Surface dam.
We'll wash it off. Maybe it's after that
process. Because it's after the process. What's that?
Maybe it's like once it's on your plate, eating at the table.
I agree with someone on that.
One second, blah, blah. Some of us learned around, you know. We're reading around. You saw the run?
I did, but...
But?
Okay.
You don't realize you're saying Iran?
No.
Okay, that means maybe we should see Iran together now. Hopefully you can turn it back around. Let's see the Iran. So there's a problem with this mahalach of the Iran, and that is that since naturally you have to wash off the meat anyway, so what's the problem? What's the problem with using the sakan shel shechita to cut your meat? What are you worried about? The dam is going to go on the meat. But anyway, washing off the meat. So what's the problem? That's why with the gate, if this bli is, right, okay, then y'all got a problem. Okay? But since all the Rishonim argue in Rivam, yeah? The Mela, right, that's how, right, the Rivam could learn the Gemara that way. You learn the Mahalach of the Ran without the problem, oh, they're going to wash it off. Yeah? V'chayra, l'didan, v'chayra, if we're saying it's not Balei, everyone argues in Rivam, most Rishonim argue in Rivam, and say that there's no pleas by kol. Right? The Mela, we have a question. He says you can't use the knife, shel shechita, to cut your meat because it's blood. What blood are we talking about? Surface blood. Surface blood, all you need to do is wash it off. All you need to do is wash it off. You can wash it off anyway. Azay frek deran. The Ran also asked this question, interestingly enough. He also asked on the next Gemara. Okay? What's the next Gemara? The next prat of this Gemara, which is, what's the second knife that you need? Three knives. What's the first one? Sagan Shechita. Second one? What?
Basar.
Cut basar. And the third one? Vechelet. Why do you need a separate knife for basar? A separate knife for chaylev. What's the problem? If you're going to cut, if you're going to have a knife for chaylev, the same knife for cutting basar as a chshash, that you cut chaylev, and the chaylev, the shamunus of the chaylev, is going to go on the knife, and then you cut the basar, and the shamunus of the chaylev will go back, will go on to the basar. Frek the Ran. One second, what's the problem? Everything's cold. And therefore, you only need to wash things off. Worst case scenario. Yeah? The blood went on to the meat. The chaylev, shamuz and chaylev, went on to the meat. Okay, nishke feralach, you just wash it off. Right? Memela. Since all you need to do is wash it off, and we have a built-in washing system over here. I know you had to do malicha, right? What do you need to do? You got to wash it, salt it, and rinse it. Yeah. So, Samela, you have a built-in solution to the problem. So again, why does the tabach have to have three knives? Why can't they use the shechita knife for the chela for the basa, for everything? What vajri is? What are you worried about? You're worried about the dam, you're worried about the shamuz of the chayil going on the meat, you're washing it off anyway. If you're worried about pleas, we got a problem, we already saw there's no pleas. Only according to Riva.
The question really seems like the same thing you made answer
his first
question. What? This question.
What's his first question?
We are asking on this first answer.
He himself is asking it. It's right. Clear in the Ran. The Ran's asking my question. Not my question. It's the Ran's question. He asked it on the Chayil, but you see from his answer that he's also asking it on the Dam.
Oh. Rabbi seems to think that the
Ran's fair.
Now,
as I was reading the Ran, I'm saying it's a Kasha. Then I went, when I read Vayit in the Ran, and I saw his Tarot, it sounds like he himself was really. It wasn't clear in the Ran that he was asking it on the Dam. It seemed that he was only asking it on the chaylev, but then in his teres, Achap, he's asking on everything. Okay? I'm just walking you through the way I saw the Ran. Vaita, no? Oh, so what do we say? He says the Ran. Hasam hainu heichad lechale betavcha. Avachale betavcha leitzarech. If you have a piece of meat that the butcher already washed it off, then you don't have to wash it off the first washing. You still have to wash off it after the melicha to get rid of the salt that's full of blood that you have to wash off anyway. But to get off the surface blood before the melicha, that you don't have to do. Ameli says, over here, we have that chash, zimnin, the boss of the chali tavcha, machatcha basar, vikim mishum dam, ik mishum dam, yeh Yisrael, mishum dam oi chaylet. This is where I saw the round batsman coming to answer my kash also. Ik mishum dam oi chaylet. Now, the round got a little bit funny because we're talking about the tabach over here. Yeah? The tabach needs three knives. We're talking about the butcher. Yeah? The butcher needs three knives because he might use the shchita knife and the chalev knife to cut the basar. So, there's round, no, but if the butcher washed it off, sometimes maybe we're talking about you got it after the butcher already washed it off, and then you are the butcher, right? So, you didn't wash it off yet. You're the butcher. You're cutting it up. You're cutting up the meat. All right. It's a little bit funny, yeah. Again, Ron says, then if the butcher washes up the meat, I don't have to wash it the first before people didn't leak at home, right? I went to the butcher shop, got a piece of meat. If the butcher already rinsed the meat, then I don't have to do the first rechitza, right? But our Gemara is not talking about your home knives. We're talking about the butcher having three knives. See, it's before the butcher's washing it off. He needs three knives, right? So. No. The Ran says that this thing we have to wash before the melicha is only if the butcher didn't wash it off first. The time I got the meat, the butcher already washed it. I went to put this meat. The butcher told me, I washed it already. So I go home, I just do the salt and then wash it afterwards. But that's why the problem here with the knife. But we're not talking about a home knife. We're talking about a butcher. Tabach needs three knives. We're talking about the butcher. He's the butcher. He's the guy. He didn't wash it off yet. He's the butcher. So unless Imran means that, Imran didn't say that, right? Unless he means that he'll wash it off and then he'll cut the meat. Okay, whatever. It's a little bit. Anyway, but whatever. That's what Imran says. Kids, Imran says the problem is that maybe it'll be pre-washed and I'm going to cut the meat with my shechita knife or my chalev knife and it won't be washed necessarily by definition afterwards, therefore I shouldn't use the knife.
And it doesn't have to be belayer, right? If it's that case.
No belayers. No, we haven't mentioned one word about belayers over here. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, I just want to point out that it's a little bit funny. Why didn't Yechiel, this is you. You should be asking Kasha. This is your Ben Yaina. Huh? No. Yushayim Azakasha. Right. No, that took you so long. Very good. Oh, Freki Chio. Hooray. On the Chesem Beis, on top. We had a sugya of sak and shogari. Machlekes, whether you need klipa or hadacha. So Shayim will ask, are you washing it off anyway? So what's the problem? What's the problem? You're washing it off anyway.
Caked on
what?
Caked on what?
On what? I'm not talking about the knife. I'm talking about the meat. You have to. You know, there are a lot of different things that went on in the sugya, but not everything applies to everywhere. You know what I mean? There was such a far, yeah, the night caked on. Tais, that's why you need the itza. Is that what you mean? Tais by an itza. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're not talking about that now. We're talking about why on top. The machlokes between who? Rav Rochana says. Sakin Shalakhavim Madiyah. Fregner Shainim, why not Madiyah? You're gonna wash it off anyway before the Malicha. He's mashma as soon as you shech with a Goyish knife, which has shamnunis of all sorts of garbage on it. Yeah? And now you have to wash off the Beis HaShechita. So Shainim will ask, what do you mean washing the Beis HaShechita anyway? So what's the big deal? Right? So one territory said, Echnami, just mean you have to wash it up. But you're going to wash it up anyway. Right? The Ram brought down a Ben Yah, you know? Or some said because of sleep. Right? One territory was, that was a discussion, that made sleep. Right? One territory was, the Ram discussed, that if it's sleep, you don't have to wash it off. For tzli, only from lich you have to wash it off. Because the salt is not going to take away the surface down. But for tzli, the tzli gets rid of everything. That's what some Rishonim said. And that, the Rajba and the Ran, they said they didn't like that. Because they say even for tzli, this is going to be the gear to the Zayda, Mr. Shem. This is the part, this is the part. Yes, you better remember this. You better remember this. Tainical, you better remember this. Yeah? So if it's Li, the summer shame say, you don't have to wash it off. Right? Why? Because you're doing sleep. Yeah? That, the Ran said, the Rajman said, no. Because sleep, yeah? Tzli, you don't have to malicha, because the tzli itself draws out the blood. But still, the surface blood, adraba, the heat is gonna burn the surface down into the meat, and it's not gonna even come out. It makes it worse. Yeah. So therefore, even if it's tzli, you have to wash it off. Okay. The say that there. Pakapanim, Rabban Yaina answer the kasha. Yeah. Yechiel, what's Rabban Yaina's tarets? What? That, why Shishav Gadol? What? Why Shishav Gadol? The difference between blood and Shamnunis. Yes? Blood, all you need to do is a casual rinse to get off the surface blood. Blood is very smooth. Yeah, it doesn't stick to the meat. You wash it off a little bit, because on the egg. But, we take a sack and shall go, which got full of shamnunis, and that shamnunis goes on the meat. The shamnunis sticks. The fats stick to the meat. So Mela, in order to get that off, you gotta scrub it. You can't just rinse it, you gotta scrub it. But Mela, you can't rely on the rinse that you do before Malicha. So Cain, according to Ben Yaina, right? When the Ran asked the Kasha, Rabbi said, the Ran asked the Kasha, both on why you need a separate chalav knife and why you need a separate baser knife, a separate shechita knife, the Ran said, you're going to wash it off anyway. You know, again, according to the Ran, the shechita knife needs separate because of the blood. The chalav knife is because the shamanus of chalav is going to go on the meat. How are you going to wash it? Oh, the second kasha, according to Rayyan, doesn't start. Again. Yeah. We have a gemara.
Yeah.
You need a separate shechita knife. Why?
Because
it's run. Because it's blood on the shechita knife, it's going to go on the meat. Yeah. You need a separate chalav knife. Because if you're going to use a chalav knife to cut your meat, what's the problem? The shamnunis of the chaylev will go on the basa. And the Ran of both of these gemaras, the Ran asks, are you going to wash it off anyway, sign in?
Yeah.
And the Ran answers what he answers. Chalei betapta. Yeah? I'm just pointing out that according to Ben Yaina, that the Ran quoted the page before, there's a difference between that by shamnunis, it doesn't help the hadacha, the pre malicha dacha doesn't take off shamunis. Shamunis sticks. You got to scrub it. You can't just rinse it. So meila, we got to be the second kasha of the Ran. He could have said Ben Yaina. That according to Ben Yaina, you can't rely on the rinsing, the pre malicha rinsing. You can't rely on that when we're talking about a chalev that came off the knife that you cut your chalev with. The Ran was still on the kash, l'gabe, the sakach al shechita. But upon l'gabe, the sakach al chalev, there the Ran could have marshaled the Rabbeinu Yaina to answer it. And the reason why you can't use the chalev knife to cut your meat is because you're going to have to cut you're going to have to wash it well, and then you might forget to do that. Okay. In fact, the Gemara. Kabbas Shoshas Ali, Echas Shoshaychipa, Nakas Shemachatach Babasa, Akas Shemachatach Bachalot. Like Mar, Beliskele, Chada, let him just appear one night, Belachlech Babasa, Belichlech Babasa, Behoda Lichlech Bachalotin. So what's the whole problem? Like we just said, the chaylev is going to go on the basar. So first cut your meat, then cut the chaylev. Zer shem yak b'chalav, nakach basar, maybe you'll flip it by mistake. You'll do the chaylev first. Hashanat b'lichlev, now you have two. You'll, anyway, you switch to my mistake. Kim nitzricho t'atrei, isle ha'keira. Rashi, v'niskan chadar, l'chalav, l'basar, v'yach l'basar, v'chak l'chalav. Oh. So we say that maybe you'll mess up the order. Then we say, if I even now you have tools, you'll switch. Achar diachter ba baser beima achas machru tarvim lachtoi v'yishkach. No. So this is that maybe you'll if you only have one knife, maybe you'll cut the chaylev before the meat. Yeah. He won't wipe off the meat afterwards. Yeah. Now, as there is a hadar over here, again, actually, they're pretty good over here. You have to chayda right, because then Rashi goes on to talk about asl chlufei. Yeah, shechav mishal vaser. That's not. This camp has to be new dibra maskel. Because till now we're talking about the. Using the knife for chaylev first, and then meat, and then we're talking about switching the knife. That's right. The next gemara. Now that you have two, it's still zechshash. That you might flip the knife. Basal chlufei shalchlav mishal basar v'yachdeg b'lo kinuach. Shesavrahu shusakin shal basar. He might mess up. He might by mistake take the basar knife instead of chaylev knife, and he won't end up washing it off. Yeah. Now. So, M the Gemara. No, the Kair is Bay. Oh, so Rashi says, Oysib a simen. Right? You have to make a simen. It means that the Chalev knife or the Basar knife has to have, you have to make a simen on it. And that's. So the Divrei Chmudas points out, I think it's among them also, that because of this, we have a simon on the fleishiks and milchiks. Some chaloshin akasav charitzei chalav. So meila v'nirli kadesh lo yechar oisa simen b'shaloi b'shal chalav v'achar oisa yase b'shaloi v'bishal basar. Therefore, he says that the minute was you scratch your milk knives and your fleshik knives. So what do? You make the simen in the milchik one and you scratch out in the milchik one. Yeah. So why after the milk one? There's a rem is the passing. But why always is always one? The mice is because if I'm going to do my milk one, you're going to do your flesh one, then I might have bet you always. I'll see that there's a scratch on the knife. I'll say okay, it must be milk, and I really it's your flesh one. So therefore, the minig is and that's why I'm summoning today. Blue and white, blue and red, right? Red is flesh, blue is milk. Internationally, because it has to be kavod. But that's the halach is that one of them has to have the simon, right? But what?
In Chile also we do that.
What?
It's international.
Oh, you see, even Chile. I got it. No, it's really a problem because Ben Fabian told me that that in England, there's certain like aqua bluish set of dishes that he has in his house, and his sister here also has that. But in England, it's mochiks, and by her, it was fleishiks. And used it, of course, and Ben, you know, of course, he made his pizza, whatever it was, and used that plate, because at home that plate is the blue, you know, that's blue. But anyway, so Mom, you see, Taka, you gotta be consistent. You can't, what?
It's definitely her fault.
It's her fault, for sure, yeah. No, Bishayla now, no, Bishayla, if he, you know, what happens if the plate got put back?
You know,
the plate straight, yeah? Okay, but let's say the plate got put back. Is it buckle or not? Yeah? Is it buckle or not? What? Why not?
Why
not? Why not? Why is it buckle? Why not?
It's straight.
Whoa. Let's start again, okay? Bittel is said by trade. Yeah? Oh, if it's not trade, why even bottle it? So tell me, you can't do bittel because it's trade. You don't have to bottle kosher.
Right.
Huh? The bet's why it's bottle chabot trade. Oh, the only shayla, okay, we're going to go top here, but anyway, sorry. But, there's a shayla. Yeah. That, what about, we say bittel on plates. So that, the shayla is double shayla material.
So why wouldn't you say it's on plates?
Why not? I'm about to say it. A bit on plates, because there's a thing, the domination of materian, I feel the alphalate bottle. Which means, in English, that something that has a heter, yeah, that's all shayla with chodesh. Something that has a heter is not bottle. That could have had the Beit Shnol Biyomi, classic, yeah, Beit Shnol Biyomi, Rashi Beitzi, yeah. If egg that was born in that was laid that was on Yom Tov, you can't eat it. Yeah. So now you can wait till after Yom Tov. So let's say it got mixed in with 100 eggs, 1,000 eggs, you can't eat it. Why? Because you can wait till after Yom Tov. So by plate, you can say that you could kosher it, right? And then there's a slach that you don't say it's material. You don't want to use it now. And that Akbanim. Well, in this case, it was earthenware. It was ceramic, whatever, ceramic, whatever you call it. Whatever it was, some type of. So therefore, you can't be machshir. It's a meilo deal. You don't have a problem of dorish leish materian. So I told him that if it got mixed up, we'll be okay. Get back here. Right, yeah. So meilo, you need to make a simon. Okay. Yeah. Oh, Islay cave. Oh. So, subtitles. For Pamacheres, if she is a lachzer of lachte bosa, ye zacher. When we ask Kash, why you just have one, right? And what? First you cut your meat, and then you cut the yeah. Sorry, the first you cut the Gemara said first you cut the meat, and then you cut the cheder. For Pamacheres, because she is a lachzer of lachte bosa. I have a taisus. Wait, come. Oh, cut the meat first, and then cut the chaylev. Okay, but I'm not like done with the knife. I'm not throwing the knife away. I'm gonna cut afterwards. I'm gonna cut meat again, and it has the chaylev. There it is. Then you hey zacher machshira. You'll know to wash it off. Why is the whole discussion in the Gemara only gabe chaylev and meat? Why don't we have the same discussion by sakin shoshchita? What are you telling me? The Sanjah Shechita is a problem. You need a separate knife because you might, you know, cut meat, right? What's the problem? Yeah? Well, Parak, she says, so you shecht first. But how do you act? The Sakesh, you shecht them. Oh, so Thais is, yeah? So there, why don't we have that problem? Okay, first you'll shecht. And then he cut the meat. It's a little funny. How do Tais understand the Gemara? Well, how do Tais understand the problem of the Gemara? The reason why you need. How do Tyson understand the problem? Wait, wait. How does Tyson understand why you need a separate shechita knife?
So cut the meat.
Yeah.
It will get
why you cut meat for your shech? What meat are you going to cut meat for your shech?
Different meat.
Okay. You have to say different meat. Then Tyson kashe. No, if it's like the Rajba, the problem is you're going to. If it's like the Ran, let's say. The problem is you're going to cut the meat with a bloody knife. And you can't have the kasha, then Tyson makes a sense, right? Why don't you chef first and then cut the meat? And if the Rajba, one second. If it's the Rajba, also doesn't work. The Rajba that says that maybe you'll check your knife when you finish yesterday's shechita, and now you're going to use it for meat. So then, you know, the kasha, you should cut the meat first. Cut the shechita first. Elamai, like Israel is saying, you have to say that what he means, the chash is, if you can have one knife for both, for meat and for shechita, maybe you'll cut the meat first, and maybe you cut meat, and then you'll shech. And it'll be a problem, maybe you made it for kam. Then there's a saying, no, so maybe the policy should always be that first you shech. Okay. Right, and then we have the kasha. We have the kasha. Same kasha we had at Rashi. How are you going to check? Right, that kasha we still have. That kasha we still have. No, that. That would answer Tai's kasha, right? What's Tai's kasha? Shech first, then cut the meat. Okay, and the problem is,
what's the kasha? Why is he asking that? You need to check before you check.
So that wouldn't be kasha. I understand. So Tai's answer is Tam. It says funny terrors, yeah. It's a little funny, yeah. We're saying that it's going to Tai's, but Etzem, really, you can have. Hey, Raymond, no, it's funny terrors. No. That's you theoretically can have the same knife that you're using for shechita. You can use to cut the meat, right? Because you know the policy will be first you shech and then you cut, and then no problem, right? No, I'm going to check that afterwards. Teretz, you'll check.
You'll forget that you cut the meat.
That's my business. Anyway, Kitzer.
What's the problem with cutting meat before you shech? If you'll check every time.
Oh, that's what you're asking. If that was, if you're right, that's what he's learned. How are you going to check? That's the main thing about that. So Kitzer, what's today's mash be'etzem would be okay. Shech first and then cut meat. You know, that should be the policy. It should be okay. So what's today's answer? That no, that regilin. Yeah. Sach is shaykh the bayrogil and the shamrush like the skalko. Well, in Shabbos Namimina, it's considered like Yasser Mafresh, it's Muksamachmas Kassar and kids. You don't play with it, you don't use it for other things. Well, what is the teretz? So is this a chariz teretz that betzim you don't need? Betzim, you really don't. But Maisa, stop, practically speaking, you're not gonna want to use the knife for shechita to cut meat because the knife for shechita is untouchable, yeah. So, but the Gemara says tzarch, yeah. Gemara, like, tzarch, he needs three knives, right? He needs three knives. There's right. He needs three. Wait, Tosh is saying no, he doesn't need three. Just kidding, he doesn't need three, right? Well, that's all he needs is two. Right? That's because you use the shechita knife to cut the meat. Oh my, people don't do that. People don't like using that. It's a little funny, no? It's funny anymore.
Since we know that people won't use the shechita knife for anything else, then you need another two knives.
Again, his question was, why do I need three?
Because you're going to use one just for shechita. You need another two.
It's not that you need three. You don't need three.
Well, it comes out that you need
three. I said, but you don't need three. Need three means a problem having two. No problem having two, just that people don't like it. Don't. It's funny. Anyway, talk. Right. Oh, so before we go back to this, the Rashi, an interesting Rashi. Rashi is Chalavim, yeah? Sakin, yeah, it's me. Sakin shall Chalavim, what does Rashi say? What do you do with the Chalavim? Limkar Bishuk, yeah? The Kash is, right? Why is Rashi telling me what you do with the Chalavim? I don't care what you do with the Chalavim. You give it to your dog, you know? I don't know what you do. Rashi's telling me some stories over here. Rashi wants to tell me Derech Agav that the Chel is Mutter Bahana, so, someone wanted to say, Chel is Mutter Bahana, Rashi's telling you the Pasuk, yeah? Ferish, the Chel is Mutter Bahana, yeah? So Rashi's telling you, wants to tell Derech Agav that you shouldn't think Chel is Mutter Bahana, you're selling yourself. What does Rashi want of it? The Maisa, oh, so I found in the Shulchan Gebayrim, yeah, over here, he answers the Rashi, because he's down over here, Gabe, whether the Menaker, yeah, the very starts the Ran. Ran says that the end of Ran, which we didn't do yet, yeah. Yesh alam the Mekan, Shamanaka Basar, Sarach Shnei Sakin, Ech laf the Basar, Ech laf the Mechelim. Yeah? The one that's doing Nikur, which means the guy that cuts out the fat, the tray for fat, yeah? So Ran says, he needs two knives. Right? One to get carve the chayim. That's what I said. You need a separate knife for chayim, a separate knife for basar. Yeah? Bein and Nira says the Ram. Shem Kain, Eil Dov Asayt. Sh'ayitha shal basar, kima shehischa lachdoich, makoim ha-chaylev, osur miyad. In other words, when you're cutting meat, yeah, then the kids are, even when you're cutting the meat, it's going to bump into the chaylev. Given his lachdu, mokma chaylev. I guess before you get out of the chaylev, like Aaron's kasha this morning, when you're cutting it out, you're already touching the chaylev. So, Mela, how's that going to work? Elamai says Duran. Yeah? Lo yitzarach, hachishani. Shuchay the chaylev gomor v'samach shit shucham. Oh, says the Ran, the whole problem with the sugya is only because when you taking out the butcher, the sheikh is taking out the chaylev, that's right away when it's still hot. Yeah? Right? Only then is there a problem. But when everything is cold, then we're not going to worry about it. Not sure why not. I mean, what happened? There's still shalunis in my cold. I don't know. He said that the whole sugya bets of the only word about, not when it says cham, it doesn't mean paseach. Yeah? It means it's warm, and therefore the shalunis is more b'chashash of the shalunis, and that's why you need two knives. But afterwards, says, you know. But still, he says the minig was that the menaker has a shmata that he wipes off the knife constantly, so therefore to avoid any problems. The Shulchan Gebayrim over here, when he discusses this issue, so he brings down from the Maruch Shem Rabban, the menaker chel mamish lo yach the boys asakin akach habasar. Okay, sakin over the basar, yeah. So he's a mechalik. He said like Ran's kasha that the menaka needs two knives. The Ravon said, but he's mechal between real chaylev and the shamnunis of the gid. The gid anasha has shamnunis, some really kosher fat, but midraban it's also whatever. Yeah. So for that you don't have to worry about it. For cutting off the shamnunis, that you can use your basar knife. Bechar, because it's only a strip on anyway, and therefore now chayish, maybe you won't rinse it off. Okay, I mean that's what I mean. You should be rinsing it off because you know that there's fat there, right? You should rinse it off the meat. Okay, but you might forget. That's the whole problem with sugi batsim, right? So if shamun is not only a strip on, so we're not chayish, you'll forget. Fine. V'chein Iran, hey vidas, I'm a shemnak and tzarek by sechin. The Ran brought down such a shita, right? And the Ran argued no ha'isam. The Ran brought down such a shita. Batur, Koshim Bal Itter, Shem Rajva, the Menach ain't so based on Kinem, but Dalek, Sakin Echot, Kim Homotoim, yeah, Noigla Dicha Bosser, Acharkach, Mamela, since we're going to wash off the meat anyway, Mamela, we're not worried. The minute is to wash off the meat, so we're not worried. It's only by the chayiv itself. Oh, ela mechatech halavim ba'atzmoi. Then, so I don't know, he doesn't, maybe means the round, because when it's hot, I don't know, then, you know, in other words, what's he saying? He's saying that since you're going to wash it off anyway, so we're not chayishish, but for the manake. The guy is doing the nikar, is okay. Our sugya, well, the round said our sugya dafka when it's hot, maybe it might not go off with the washing. It's more of a chashash. The kitzer, he says, he doesn't say it around. He says, because only when your mom is cutting chaylev, he's saying they're cutting chaylev, yeah, he's cutting mamish chaylev, then there's more bakshan. Then there's more chaylev on, then there's more shamlunis on the chaylev. Kitzer, again. Zop Mishul Gibar, that the Torah brings down from the Baal Itter and the Rajba, okay, that the menaker, the guy is doing nikur, hagid v'chaylev, does not need two knives. I is cutting chaylev, and our Gemara says, if you cut chaylev, you can't use a knife to cut basar. He says, that's only talking about, our Gemara is the one, my guy is cutting chaylev. He's got this huge piece of chaylev, he's cutting up the chaylev. Then, there's a problem that a lot of the chaylev will call on the knife. And now when you cut the meat, the shamunis will go on the meat. And then you'll have to wash it better, and we're not going to rely on the fact that you're going to wash it off. Okay? Only because Imam is cutting chaylev. But if you're being menaki, you're just cutting off the chaylev, then we're not worried. Because you're going to wash it anyway. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Yabarim brings down, Mishaim, the Itter and the Rajma. Okay? The Arsuk is not being cutting chaylev. Zok, the Shulchan Aruch Yabarim, that's Muchach and Rashi. It's Mucha, the Rashi holding the Baal Itter. Mechain Das Rashi. Where does he see this in Rashi? Again, what does the Baal Itter say? That our sugi is nafka when the guy's cutting up a lot of chaylev. He's cutting chaylev, then the chash to use that knife for meat. But the guy is being menaka the chaylev, he's cutting off the chaylev. He's not saying you're cutting chaylev. He's just getting rid of the chaylev. That's not a problem. Yeah? Why? Because you're going to wash it off anyway. No, it's a bit, just a little bit. Okay, so you're going to wash it off. And the washing will take it off. If you're sitting there cutting chaylev, then a lot of chaylev is going to go on the knife. And maybe there's more of a problem. He said, Rashi, hold it. Where's Rashi? Because Rashi says, what's he doing with the chaylev? He's selling it. Who cares? Yeah, I care. Because if he's not selling chaylev, he's being menaker chaylev, it's not a problem. We're talking about a guy that's selling chaylev. He's in the chaylev business. He's cutting up the chaylev and packaging it. He's cutting a lot of chaylev. Yeah? He's not cutting off the chaylev. He's cutting chaylev. If a guy that's cutting chaylev or going to Baal Itter, that is the only time there's a problem with the sugya. Yeah? Unbelievable. But yeah? You see, it's the Dik and Rashi. What does Rashi want? He's selling chaylev. Who cares? Yeah? No, it's up to Shulchan Byron. Rashi's telling you a big halacha over here. He's changing the whole Gemara. He's telling you the whole Gemara that you need a separate knife for chaylev and a separate knife for meat is dafko someone that's cutting chaylev. You're chopping up chaylev. You're not cutting the chaylev off. You're not being menaker the chaylev. You are cutting chaylev. Only then is a chash that enough chaylev will go on the knife and now you're going to cut the meat and even going to wash it off. It's not going to get it off. But if all I'm doing is just getting rid of the chaylev, not that much chaylev goes in the knife, and maybe not that much chaylev goes on the meat, and maybe when I wash it off, it'll be okay. Okay, that's...
People wouldn't want a whole piece of chaylev
to
buy the
shot. Oh, do me a favor. You have a great pshat. You want to kill the pshat. Now, come on. The Gemalik of pshat. What? So... Let's finish up. I'm reading the Amirav. The Talmud says, "Shnei kainim shemayim. Echad shemadich by basim, echad by chalav. Nisch by echad, v'nich by basim, v'had nich by chalav." So Rashi says, because shamnunis of the chayil will be in the water, and then it might go onto the meat. So why don't we just do the meat first? Because shemadich chalav, makach basim, hashenami. You have two bowls of water. It's also in mechlap. Even the tzuch of the tardi. It's like here again, like Rashi said, you're gonna make a simon. Which one is the bus and which one is the chaylev? Amemish made her papa. When this guy finished kafli luy bisra, the day of tarbo bala bisra. He shouldn't. Rashi explains that the funkin have the chaylev of the kidney next to it, attached to it. I'm not sure exactly what he's going to turn it over and put it on top of meat. The kids are going to have the fat of the kidneys. It's going to be on top of other meat. The problem is that the shamunis of the fat will be absorbed into the meat below. It's going to get hot and it's going to absorb the fat. Like Gemara, Yachi, Kitritzi Nami, Dov Tavra Bola Bistra. Even if you're not turning it off, you're not putting the fats directly on the other meat. Even if you just keep, you have your flank in there with the fat, with the fats of the kidney on top of the flanken. So why don't we say that the fats of the kidney will go into the flanken? So that Rashi says, that Gemara says, karma mafsik mitatoi. There is a thick membrane that's on top of the flanken, the thick membrane, amela, that's going to stop the fat of the kidneys going into the flanken. And that's what Rashi explained. The butcher has to take off that whole membrane, the thick membrane, and it does absorb fat. It absorbs fat, but it's strong enough, it doesn't let the fat go through to the meat. But it absorbs fat, therefore you have to get rid of that membrane. You can't eat that membrane. It's not gonna be a problem. But if you turn it over, you put it on top of the meat, the fat itself on top of the meat, that's gonna be a problem. Fat the gamari hachi miloi nami karmeika. So even if you put it, you bend it over and put the fat of the kidney on top of meat, biter, the fat itself has a membrane. Every fat, as Rashi, has a thin membrane. Not a thick membrane like the flan can have. It has a thin membrane. The male is going to stop the fat from coming out and going into the meat. Says the Gemara, I did mashmit yod the tapcha miftas. Since the butcher is humbling, he's cutting this and that, he's touching, semela, the membrane of the fat itself, which is a thin membrane, could be punctured. And therefore, if you put it on top of the meat, the fat come out of the clothes and go into the meat. A shanking, the flanken itself has a thick membrane, it's not going to go through.